you familiar with a room on a farm, a building on a farm where you might store corn?
Is that a silo?
Okay.
I should be familiar. My uncle has a dairy farm, but I forget these things.
Has he? I mean, he still has it.
He's he's a partner in Consolidated Dairy, and he has a tremendous dairy farm, and not far from Carroll. It's in that area in Pinson Valley, that section.
He has a lot of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of enclosure do you keep hogs in?
I don't know, unless it's a pen.
Okay. Where do the cattle graze?
In the field. No, pasture.
Okay.
You can tell I don't visit farms too often.
Yeah, right. Do you know what a picket fence is?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, they're charming little fences. I love one in my front yard, but I can't work it out.
Pointed on top.
Pointed, uh-huh.
Is this a restricted kind of thing? Do they let you fence in your front yard?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. You can.
Yeah, some neighborhoods, they won't let you fence in the front yard.
There are a few yards down that just have attractive sort of fencing done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chain link fence on the corner of one yard, so I'm sure there's no restriction. Just that I think picket fences are so charming. And my house is Cape Cod, and I would like one, but I can't. There's not really a perfect spot for one.
Let's see. What are some other types of fences you can think of? Any kind.
Redwood.
Okay.
And chain link. What is it called? Yeah, that's it. Chain link. I don't know.
What kind of fence might you put around out in the country? Might you put around the pasture or something?
Split rail or something like that.
What about a wire fence that has little stickers on it?
Oh, the, what is that called? It starts with a B. I haven't thought of that word in years.
Oh, this will make you dig back some of these things.
Mm-hmm. Barbed wire.
Okay. And a wire, well, just about any kind of fence has to have what sticking down in the ground?
Post.
Okay. So what about a fence or something made out of stones?
Well, it would be a wall.
Okay. Your best dishes that you use for company, you say, well, that's my best?
China.
Okay. What about a vessel that you carry water in?
A pitcher.
Okay, if you're carrying it, say, from a well or something, you carry it in a... If the handle goes across the top of it?
A pail.
Okay. What do you put garbage in?
Garbage can.
Okay. What do you fry bacon in the morning?
A skillet.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Okay. Had a girl tell me not long ago she fried eggs in a frying pan, but she fried bacon in a skillet, and it was the same utensil. What is a kettle?
A kettle is used for boiling water.
Okay. What do you put flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. And the utensils that you use when you eat are what?
Silver.
Okay. And they're specifically what?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. And if you had one knife and somebody gave you another one, you'd have two?
Knife.
Okay. After you eat, you scrape the dishes and then you have to...
Well, I don't have a dishwasher. I wash them.
Okay. And then to get the soap off of them, you'd say, well, after she washes the dishes, she has...
rinse them.
Okay. The thing that you use to dry dishes with?
A drying cloth.
Okay. The thing that you wash your face with?
A bath cloth.
Okay. And if you get out of the shower, you dry with a...
towel.
The thing in the kitchen that you turn on to get water?
Faucet.
And if it's outside, out in the yard, is it still a faucet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A great big